Then another time I was in a derailment was on a Stuttgart branch where a rail broke. I was a head brakeman on that job, and it derailed the engine, and so we all started to run out in we run out on the front end of the engine. We was going to all jump off, and we didn't know it was lots of mud over our rice fields and stuff. Didn't know what it was going to do, but the engine where we hit the broken rail, we just dropped down, and the engine just sunk kind of on its side and didn't turn over at all. And that was one we got on, see.
How did the rail break?
They would just break. Just break in two. They just break in two. Maybe some of them would be just a straight break like that, and another maybe they just broke sideways. And see, if we'd had block signals over there, before we got there, we'd known it, and we'd have been going real slow, trying to see ahead to see where the block, see where it was, see where the block signals was.
How does the block signal tell if the rail's broken?
Well, they've got rails are bonded, wires, and they got one rail from the other. They got their bonded rail with a wire, and so then they got insulation on those things to where they won't touch each other. Well, and if a rail breaks in two, it will break that bond, and then it will throw these lights up on the railroad, just like a train was on it. Well, then it will break. The block will turn red on it. See, or you might be two or three blocks from it, or a block from it, and the first one you'd run into would be yellow, and then you would be ready to stop for the next one, because beyond the next one would be some obstruction or a broken rail on that part there, see.